around. I'm the sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow on the ground.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House of Representatives passing a bill that would expand the child tax credit and restore several corporate tax breaks. Not everyone likes it, however. Republican Congressman Thomas Massie says it gives away too much to lower-income families.
There's something in this bill called tax credits. But they're also called refundable. So what is a refundable tax credit? It's welfare by a different name.
And Democratic Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro says it gives away too much to big business.
This bill provides billions of dollars in tax relief for the wealthy, pennies for the poor.
The bill now moves on to the Senate. The U.S. now attributing the deadly drone attack in Jordan that killed three U.S. service members on an umbrella group of Iran-backed militias. The White House says retaliation will be swift. A hangar under construction on the grounds of the airport in Boise, Idaho, collapsed last night, killing three people, injuring nine. California in the midst of heavy rain and snow as two atmospheric rivers collide on the West Coast. This is ABC News. Actor Alec Baldwin pleading not guilty to new charges of involuntary manslaughter after a deadly movie set shooting in 2021. ABC's Mola Lange says we're also learning more about the woman in charge of the prop weapons on the set of Rust. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed.
Court documents show 4 days after the shooting, the film's prop master told another crew member in one text exchange about Hannah Gutierrez. I told you Hannah was blackout drunk last weekend, right? Court documents say witnesses also claimed Gutierrez was high on marijuana in her hotel room while simultaneously in possession of ammunition to be used on the set.
She is also facing manslaughter charges. Some scary moments on a ski lift in Mammoth Mountain in California. A 16-year-old slipping off but grabbed by other people. Margot Wagner watching it all happen.
Everyone was yelling, chanting together to stop the lift.
The others on the chair couldn't pull the 16-year-old back up, and even though workers got a net underneath, she still slammed to the ground, was taken to the hospital. No word yet on her condition. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Nothing is everything.
With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. There's a coming challenge to President Joe Biden in the Wisconsin primary. Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips has filed a petition with the state Supreme Court. The Democrat wants to be included in the April 2nd presidential primary ballot. The court has directed the State Elections Commission and the Wisconsin Presidential Preference Selection Committee to respond by 4 p.m. on Wednesday. The Elections Commission has no role actually placing candidates on the ballot. The woman accused of killing Cindy Schultz-Yedes in her prison cell is now being held on homicide charges. Taylor Sanchez appeared in Fond du Lac County Court on Monday and was given a $1 million bond. Investigators say she had recently stopped taking her medication and told her mother that she was hearing voices. That included a voice telling her to kill 69-year-old Schultz Yidis, who had just begun her life sentence for killing her husband, Ken Yidis, nearly two decades ago at the couple's home outside of Wausau. That's your news. I'm Raymond Neupert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Stop in at Fleet Farm for one of the biggest selections of Milwaukee tools around. Milwaukee's raised the bar on heavy-duty performance, and we've got over 1,100 Milwaukee tools and accessories to help you crush that to-do list. Like the M18 Cordless 2-Tool Combo Kit. 400 pounds of torque packed into just 4 pounds of compact drill driver plus two batteries. Shop all the top brands we carry to help you power through everyday life at Fleet Farm.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Patchy, dense fog this morning, then partly to mostly cloudy here through the rest of the day. Our high 44 this afternoon, the wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with a low of 29. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 40 by Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 45. If you love good barbecue, you got to try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Open up your heart, baby, we can work it out.
somebody know how you feel inside your heart. You'll find somebody wants to be a part of your life. If you just believe, say that's what you're gonna do. One day love will find its way to you.
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Show me a bar with a good-looking woman and just get out of my way. Turn on the jukebox, I'll show you a song you should play. Sooner or later, a few shots of bourbon, I'll think of something to say. Whoa, I can take her or leave her, I'd like to take her away. Liquor and music, good combination, if you got love on the brain.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Kenny Rogers, Love or Something Like It, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 20s to low 30s across the region. 40s today. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, Rod Bainin in our newsmaker segment from USDA talking about the importance of AM radio in rural America. Day one of the Corn Soybean Expo at the Kalahari in Wisconsin Dells as we're on our way to to the Corn Soybean Expo this morning. Be listening for interviews and reports from Corn Soybean Expo during future editions of the Morning Farm Report. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Join Security Financial Bank for the 4th Annual Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, February 22nd at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. Come gather strategies developed specifically for local agriculture producers, from knowing your numbers to application drones. The Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference has something for everyone. Call 715-672-2412 or visit sfbank.com for more information. SFB, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Updating the federal milk marketing order is quite a lengthy process, but it's important to all those involved in the dairy industry. Joining us on today's Dairy Radio Now is Stephen Kane, Senior Director of Economic Research and Analysis with the National Milk Producers Federation, who's been in Indiana following the hearing. Stephen, thanks for joining us. Can you give us an update?
Yeah, absolutely. After starting this in late August, we have finally finished the hearing, much later than any of us anticipated, much later than USDA expected, but we got through it. We covered a lot of ground, covered a lot of important topics that needed updating. I think we've made a solid hearing record for dairy farmers throughout the process, but we finally concluded. We've got a few more steps here that we still need to get through before we really get this all finalized and finished up. Before we get the recommended decision, which that'll be coming out sometime around early July. We have some things to do before then. We have to finish some briefs, get the transcript finalized, have some kind of housekeeping back and forth with the USDA before that comes out. But then hopefully we'll get the recommended decision early July, then we'll get the final decision sometime around early November. And then hopefully after that, we'll have a referendum shortly after final decision comes out, and hopefully we'll get these put in place in early 2025.
I heard that during this hearing, there were more than 500 different suggestions from different stakeholders in the dairy industry.
Yeah, so we covered a lot of ground in this hearing. You know, I think a lot of the kind of the high visibility pieces get a lot of attention. We're talking about the Class 1 mover, talking about make allowances, but we covered a lot of additional pieces outside of that. Overall, I think we covered 22 specific proposals, but we had a lot of suggestions that came throughout the process. 500 sounds probably about right, but we covered 22 specific pieces there. But it took us a long time to get through them all.
Now that the hearing is over and the molding and shaping begins, and this is quite a lengthy process, who ultimately is going to decide what stays in this and what doesn't?
Ultimately, it comes down to the secretary's decision. The whole process of the hearing allows stakeholders to make their case. Everyone presents their arguments for adjusted changes, the way that they think they should happen. The USDA takes all that information, bundles it up together, presents it to the secretary, and then ultimately the decision is made by USDA and the secretary. But there is a process where we have some back and forth with the industry and with the USDA to make sure that everybody is on kind of the same page. That's why we have this recommended decision that'll come out in the summertime this year, and then we'll have some back and forth, some opportunity for the industry to respond. We'll get a final decision later in the fall. So there might be some adjustments there in between the recommended decision and the final decision, but really, it all comes down to the USDA and the secretary.
It's comforting to hear that we're taking our time to get this milk pricing right, because this doesn't happen overnight. And the last time we've seen this was, nearly 25 years ago?
Yeah, the last time we had really comprehensive reform, like around 2000, this go-around has been the largest adjustment to the program that we've had since then. So it's been well over 20 years since we've had some major overhauls in the program. What we're doing this time is not so much reform rather than just updating. But as you expect, the dairy industry has changed over 20 years, and some of the provisions that were set out in the orders back in 2000 have gone out of date. We needed some updates. So that's what we're doing this time, is just making sure that the federal orders are operating as efficiently as they can in the industry that we're operating in today. But yes, very complicated. We've covered a lot of ground, a lot of different pieces here. But overall, I think we've come up here with our total package has been, you know, the best possible way that we can move the industry forward together in the future.
Thank you for the update, Stephen. Stephen Kane is Senior Director of Economic Research and Analysis with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Well, now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Hair Volume is one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Available in tablet or delicious gummy, Hair Volume is the all-natural solution trusted by millions of women around the world to say goodbye to thin, brittle, shedding hair. That's because Hair Volume contains a proprietary formula, including apple extract, which is clinically proven to promote thicker and healthier hair. You don't need to feel embarrassed by thinning hair. You don't need to keep dealing with shedding. All you need is daily Hair Volume tablets or gummies to start looking and feeling your best. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Go to NewNordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens or CVS.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I read a note my grandma wrote back in 1923. Grandpa kept it in his coat, and he showed it once to me. He said, "Boy, you might not understand, but a long, long time ago, Grandma's daddy didn't like me none, but I loved your grandma so. We had this crazy plan to meet and run away together, get married in the first town we came to and live forever. But nailed to the tree where we were supposed to meet instead, I found this letter. And this is what it said. If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. I read those words just hours before my grandma passed away in the doorway of a church, where me and Grandpa stopped to pray. I know I'd never seen him cry in all my 15 years. But as he said these words to her, his eyes filled up with tears.
If you get there before I do, don't give up on me. I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be, but I'm not gonna let you down. Darling, wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you. Love me. Between now and then, till I see you again. Love me.
Well, I've been kicked out of my near every bar around. I've been locked up for driving 120 through town. Well, I've been shot at and cut with a knife for messing around with another man's wife.
But other than that, we ain't nothing, just good old boys.
I threw my boss out a window and got fired from my last job. Hotwired a city truck and turned it over in the mayor's yard. My brother-in-law half to death. I lost 20 bucks on his football bet.
But other than that, we ain't nothing, just good old boys. Good old boys, we're all the same. Ain't no way we'll ever change. Mean no harm by the things we do or the trouble that we get into. Other than a wild hair once in a while, we can't help it, it's just our style. And good old boys is all we'll ever be.
I got an alimony payment that's 6 weeks overdue. I got caught with a trunk full of bootleg out-of-state booze. I hocked my wife's diamond ring last June. Bought me an outboard Evan Rue.
But other than that, we ain't nothing, just good old boys. Good old boys, we're all the same. Ain't no way we'll ever change. Mean no harm by the things we do or the trouble that we get into. Other than a wild hair once in a while, we can't help it, it's just our style. Good old boys is all we'll ever be. Good old boys is all we'll ever be.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Mo and Joe and just the good old boys here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report, 33 in downtown Durand. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's take a look at markets from the overnight and yesterday, early this morning in the milk markets. March milk down 12 to 16.79, May down 8 to 17.12. May and June steady, May at 17.63, June at 17.91. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels down 1 to 152, 40-pound blocks up a quarter to 165, 4 trade a barrel, 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 3 and 3 quarters to 276 and a half, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 123, 2 trades. Dry whey up 1 and 3 quarters to 47 even. One trade on the day. Expect the livestock markets to open mostly higher today after a very bullish cattle inventory report that was showing lower cattle inventory. That should help not only live and feeder cattle markets. Hog markets also should be mostly higher due to the strength of the cattle markets. Also, some of the higher cash hog markets should support prices. February live cattle opens the day at 177.35, April at 180.70, June at 178.87. March feeder cattle open at 240.15, April 246.15, May 251.80. February hogs open at 76.35, April 84.82, May at 89.17. At the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower today as the sellers jump back into the market. One taking some profits. Also, there was a sharp sell-off in the aftermath of the Fed decision to keep rates steady, and that is helping to pressure the markets once again today. March corn down 4.25 to 444. May down 4 to 454.5. July down 3.75 to 462.75. New crop down 3.5 to 476.5. March beans down 12 to 1210.25. May down 11.25 to 1221.5. July down 11.25 to 1230.5. New crop down 9.75 to 1190. March soybean meal down 350 this morning to 364.80. March soybean oil down 28 cents to 45.74. Chicago wheat, March and May, both down 7.25. March at 588. May at 598. Minneapolis wheat, March down 2.75 to 689.5. May down 2.5 to 695.5. Energy markets this morning, March crude oil up 47 cents to 76.32. April up 44 cents to 76.15. March gas now up a cent to 2.23. And April gas also up a cent to 247. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 378, February 381, March 384, new crop 425. Cash beans 1127, February 1132, March 1137, new crop 1115. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 403.25, February 406.25, March 410.25, new crop 425. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 415, February 413, March 410, new crop 420. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and February corn 390, March 393, new crop 425. Cash beans 1142, February 1145, March 1148, new crop 1124. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 393, new crop 425. Cash beans 1137, new crop at 1115. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 423, April 431, May 434, new crop 430, cash beans 1173, April 1203, May 1205, new crop 1144. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 391, new crop 425, cash beans 1147, new crop 1124. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 154 to 176, Holstein fed cattle 126 to 158, market cows 65 to 110, bulls 93 to 112, calves 160 to 750, beef steers 185 to 312, Holstein steers 109 to 255. Sheep markets, market lambs 197 and down, ewes 85 and down, rams 100 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 120 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs sold up to 225, fed lambs 170 to 194, ewes 100 to 140. That is the check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt, but I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan Plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin will finally be safe.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows, every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. Well, I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Cafe down on the corner with a lost look on his face. There ain't no fields to plow, no reason to now. He's just a little out of place. They say crime don't pay, but neither does farming these days. And the coffee is cold, and he's 50 years old, and he's got
gotta learn to live some other way. At the cafe down on the corner, with a lost look on his face, there ain't no fields to plow. He's bussing tables now. He's just a little out of place. Job don't pay half what it's worth, but it's a thankful man that gets it. At the cafe down on the corner, with a lost look on his face, there ain't no fields to plow. He's wishing for one now. He's just a little out of place. These soldiers without wars, and hometown boys without a home, farmers without fields, dealers without deals, and they sit here drinking coffee all alone. At the cafe down on the corner, with a lost look on their face, ain't no fields to plow. They're wishing for one now. They're just a little out of place.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Six months out at sea, becoming home soon on leave. Think of her as I stand here on the deck. Stars light the sky like a Kansas City night. Reflections on the water take me back. Kansas City lights in my mind. Sometimes it feels like no one cares. Waves are calm tonight as I take my pen and write. You're always in my dreams and in my prayers. Kansas City lights in my mind, they shine so bright. She's waiting. Watch over her for me till I get home.
I dream I feel the plane descending above the lights of Kansas City. And as the plane touches down, I see her standing there right now.
Kansas City lights in my mind.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. While rural America continues to rely significantly on AM radio as an information, entertainment, and social source, but now comes concerns if the medium will remain available for public safety news and alerts. Rod Bain has more.
AM radio. Even with competition over the decades, over-the-air analog television, FM radio, citizens band radio, 8-track tapes, cassettes, compact disc, Bluetooth, streaming services, digital whatever, it remains an essential source of news, information, and entertainment, particularly in rural America.
Many people don't have the high-speed internet yet, so they rely on their AM radio to get their information.
Sean Voskuhl is with the American Association of Retired Persons, and he says radio, AM radio in particular, also has a social connection to rural listeners.
There's an oversample of older Americans that live in rural areas, and so they're the primary listeners to AM radio. We know that.
The sentiment about radio listeners in rural America and across the country, and the stations they listen to, is echoed by Manny Centeno, a program manager for the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
They want hyperlocal information, that's my understanding. They want to know what's going on in their communities. They want to have a psychological connection.
There is news over the past 2 years of some automobile manufacturers considering, if not already removing, AM radio receivers from new vehicles. The idea is for manufacturers to instead offer streaming and subscription services for a fee, and in turn, create another source of revenue. However, those types of moves have raised questions about potential impacts to public safety. Centeno is quick to point out AM radio is what he calls the backbone of FEMA's National Emergency Warning System.
We reach more people over AM radio than any other medium can. National Public Warning System is made up of over 77 radio stations located around the country. We reach 90% of the U.S. population with those 77 facilities, most of which are AM stations.
The proof to Centeno of AM radio's significance as a public safety alert tool, a recent study conducted by the Department of Homeland Security on behalf of FEMA.
We wanted to know if our taxpayers investment dollars were going in the right direction. We are actively upgrading AM radio stations, spending millions of dollars at each site to make them more resilient and make them more available.
Among the upgrades, he is referring to electromagnetic pulse shelters designed to prevent disruptions of signal transmission in the event of an emergency. Another example of AM radio and its importance in an emergency.
A lot of folks in large cities are going to tell you, I don't listen to the radio, but they do. I remember in the Duray Show, I think it was like 2012 or 2013, there was this big straight line storm that came through D.C. and power cell phones were out. There was no other way to communicate but radio, and radio became the very dominant media in that area. And a lot of younger folks were telling me, I didn't know this much information existed on radio.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
After record warmth yesterday, a little bit of a cool down in our ag weather forecast. We'll have a weak cold front to move through. Looks like Friday will be the coolest of the next few days, but well above average temperatures will continue through next week. It'll also be dry with our next chance of precipitation coming towards the end of next week. Forecast for today, partly sunny. We'll have some areas of fog at times. Highs upper 40s, northeast winds at around 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs near 40. Saturday, sunshine, highs in the mid-40s. Sunday and Monday, partly cloudy both days with highs in the upper 40s. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs mid-40s. Looking ahead for Wednesday, partly sunny, highs once again in the upper 40s.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Consider raising livestock for their hair coat. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. You can spin up a nice profit by selling fiber for luxurious sweaters and other garments as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
A few years ago, I bought a sweater made with alpaca fleece. It was so soft and definitely worth the money. Spinning handcrafted yarn and creating textiles from livestock fiber is a way to make an extra buck from the farm animals year after year. Chris McLaughlin is a fiber farmer in California and has written a book called Raising Animals for Fiber, producing wool from sheep, goats, alpacas, and rabbits in your backyard. She says your energy, commitment, and the amount of room you have will play into what species and type of fiber animal you choose.
The Angora rabbits are wonderful because you don't have to have acreage. You can live in an apartment and you are a fiber farmer. But there is a difference in that you're not actually out there with sheep, goats, and alpacas. You're not actually grooming the fiber on their body. With the rabbit, depending on which breed you choose, many of them really do need to be groomed a couple times a week to keep that fiber from matting up.
There are specific traits of an animal's coat that should also be considered, such as fiber thickness, softness, strength, and the greasiness of the fiber.
Now there's lanolin in wool in the sheep, and there's a light grease usually in the goats. We don't usually call it lanolin, we call it yolk. It's usually not as greasy as sheep by far, but the alpacas have none. So if maybe you're interested in not having that in your fiber to begin with, they don't have any, neither do the Angora rabbits.
The animals need proper nutrition and shelter to keep their coats in good condition. Also, keep their living space as clean as you can so you're not brushing out a lot of crud and reducing the fiber quality. Learn more about becoming a fiber farmer at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Making money at 30 with a wife and a son. Then a short 5 years later, it all comes undone. She's gone back to mama with the boy by her side. Now I'm wine drunk and running with them all on my mind. Backside of 30 and back on my own. An empty apartment don't feel like a home. On the backside of 30, the short side. It's dawn Monday morning, and I just called in sick. I skipped work last Friday to drink this month's rent. And when my friends ask me, I tell